Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Five Red Lights F1 podcast, a podcast focusing on all things Formula One and, you know, occasionally other series if something interesting happens over there, which is unlikely. Please don't forget to rate these podcasts where available and be sure to follow our social media at Five Red Lights Podcast on Instagram and at Five Red Lights F1 on Twitter. In this episode, and with the current speculation around his future, I'm going to be talking about what George Russell could do, what he should do from an outside perspective, and what his other options are if everything that we suspect is going to happen doesn't turn out happening. So, first of all, obviously, everyone assumes that Russell is going to Mercedes. It was rumoured that it was going to be announced this weekend that he was going to be their driver for 2022. However, he's come out, I think it was yesterday, and said that nothing had been signed and sealed for his drive next year. However, I do remember him saying in Austria that he was going to be in a car with a Mercedes engine in the back of it. And obviously that doesn't really mean much because there are quite a few cars with Mercedes engines in the back of them. However, obviously, it's either realistically it is going to be Williams or Mercedes. So let's first talk about his likelihood of getting into a Mercedes seat. Well, first of all, he's been a Mercedes junior driver since 2017, and when you hear about a junior program, obviously the most famous junior program is the Red Bull junior program, but the Mercedes program is not really anything like the Red Bull program. It's a lot more select. So currently on the Mercedes books, they've got three Carters, Paul Aron from Formula Regional, and Frederick Vesti, who's in Formula 3, and then, well, technically George Russell, but I mean, he's in F1, so he's hardly junior. But realistically, with Vesti being in Formula 3 and him being he's the second most senior member of like the Mercedes juniors besides Russell. So Russell has got realistically no competition from a junior side of things for that Mercedes seat, unlike for example in Red Bull, where they've got more drivers than seats to be able to put them in, and that's even with two teams. Like if you're just thinking F2, F3, they've got three drivers in each series at least. Then other formulas have got more. They've got go-karters everywhere. They've got drivers like Alex Albon just chilling in other series. Like, they're all over the place, and there isn't that same competitiveness. Or Mercedes are a lot more selective in who they bring into their junior program compared to Red Bull, who seem to throw money at every man and his dog. Obviously, until recently, there was the potential that Ocon was going to be selected for that seat. Ocon was Mercedes' reserve driver in 2019, and there was rumours about him being before Russell was considered as the next person to be in a Mercedes seat, Ocon was the one who was talked about. However, with him signing a multi-year deal for Alpine, that can be written off. That's not going to happen. However, just because George Russell is arguably next in line to take a Mercedes seat doesn't mean he's going to get one anytime soon, because obviously there's the team dynamics to consider. Mercedes have had two feisty drivers, and you know, Rosberg and Hamilton weren't exactly best mates. It boiled over quite a lot, and it cost the team results. For example, Barcelona 2016, they crashed into each other, both cars didn't make it past the first lap. And especially now that Mercedes are in this new position where they're actually having to properly fight for titles, they can't really be dealing with drivers fighting each other at the same time because it's just inefficient and it's just going to lead to more wasted results or more complications. So then that begs the question, it has been shown this season, more than in his other seasons, that Russell is a lot more of a feisty driver than Bottas. Like, you just got to look at Imola. Russell does get a bit angry. He gets his elbows out, and he's probably just frustrated because of all the guys who recently come up from F2, he is arguably the best. He won F3, he won F2. Mercedes signed him in 2017. He was Mercedes, he did test driving for Mercedes and stuff. And he's kind of seen as a champion in waiting, and he's having to drive around at the back of the grid. But because he's so highly rated. He knows he is. Like, he got into that car and absolutely, well, he showed Bottas up in Sakhir, didn't he? So you've got to ask the question, do Mercedes want to put George Russell in a car at the same time as Lewis Hamilton? Because neither of those drivers are going to accept team orders or playing second fiddle until the championship is lost, like Bottas does, arguably. Like, Bottas is behind the McLaren in the championship, and in Austria, the team said to him, do not race Lewis, and he was like, okay, for a few laps. Like, I just can't see Russell rolling over like that almost. So, while Mercedes have to fight for championships, like, now Red Bull are arguably ahead of them and Mercedes are actually having to fight, is it smart for them to take Bottas out of that car when Bottas has proven over the last few seasons that he can do that job? But then, if Mercedes aren't going to have Russell and Hamilton in the same car, in the same team together, because of the clashes it could create, then that means George has to wait until Hamilton retires. And I mean, he signed the contract until 2023, and then who knows what he decides to do after that. So, yes, from a standpoint of Mercedes have just won the last however many titles, you could argue Russell could just bide his time. However, he's a racer and he's not going to do that. So Mercedes have the conundrum of, do we move him up and risk messing up the team dynamics? But then by moving him up, they kind of prevent the risk of losing him to another team. However, I would be surprised if they kept Bottas on after this year, just because of that, and also because Bottas, obviously you need compliant drivers to fight for a championship. How Mercedes are going to have to fight for a championship. However, you also need a bit of aggression and spark from your drivers, and Bottas hasn't really given that much this year, whereas Russell's consistently, Bottas consistently underperforms, and Russell has done nothing but outperform his Williams. So if I had to make a guess, I would say that he is going to be in the Mercedes for 2022. However, Mercedes aren't going to announce it or decide that officially until after the season, because if Bottas finds out he's losing the seat, then this could really ruin them in this season's title fight. So Mercedes arguably most likely. However, you know, he's a good driver, he does have other options technically. Helmut Marko recently said, I say recently, I think it was this week, he said Red Bull would be foolish not to consider George Russell should Mercedes keep passing him up, essentially. However, just because they are going to consider him, there are issues with this. Red Bull would have the same problem that Mercedes would have having Russell and Verstappen in the same car. They're two lead drivers. They're not going to settle for, like, if they put Russell and Verstappen in the same team, they would have the same problem that they had when they had Verstappen and Ricardo. One of them, whichever one wasn't performing, arguably would get bitter about preferential, like, and it would be, Verstappen is Red Bull's golden boy. I'd be very surprised if Verstappen ever left Red Bull, unless they absolutely shat the bed like Williams did, or Red Bull leave F1, or he like scraps Christian Horner or something. So if George Russell ever did end up joining Red Bull, he would be Max Verstappen's teammate, and that is pretty, it is kind of a recipe for disaster. And you know, I can't see Red Bull doing that. If you look at Red Bull, like, historically, they are, like most teams, they have been pretty much a one-driver team. You had Verstappen and Webber, and no, not Verstappen and Webber, Vettel and Webber. Vettel was not arguably, without question, the lead driver. He was the one winning the races. He was the one winning the championships. He got preferential treatment. They would put upgrades on his car first, and that's just what happened. And that's what every team does. So if Russell was to join a team, he'd have to be in a position, he'd have to either be completely neutral, which would put that team in danger of controversial or, you know, explosive dynamics in the team, or he'd have to be out and out lead driver, which does kind of limit his options. because especially after 3-4 years in a Williams, potentially he's not going to accept having to give up results when he finally gets a chance of competing, just because the team favour his teammate. I just can't see that ever being something that he'd put up with. So, you know, Red Bull is unlikely for the Max Verstappen reason, but also the fact that they have their massive junior driver program that I mentioned before. They've brought in Perez, who is an outside hire, essentially. If they brought out two outside hires in a row, they would lose the faith of all their drivers in the junior program. They join the junior program, and the pathway is very much Formula 2, Formula 3, Formula 2, then you go to AlphaTauri, then you go to Red Bull. If drivers are getting to Red Bull and then just... So obviously, Gasly and Albon both got promoted from AlphaTauri / Toro Rosso to the Red Bull. Neither of them lasted. They both got binned off and replaced with a driver who was never part of the Red Bull Junior program. If they kept doing that, they would lose... They would drive... Their program would lose essentially all meaning. And Renault, Alpine are in danger of doing that. They brought in Alonso when they had plenty of junior drivers who, you know, arguably deserve the chance in F1 more than a 38-year-old world champion from 15 years ago who hasn't won a race since 2013. So Red Bull would also have to consider that. And the next person who Red Bull bring into F1, and likely Sergio Perez's replacement when they get bored of him, will be a Red Bull junior driver. If I had to put money on it, it's Yuri Vips, Liam Lawson, or Oscar Piastri. My money, just based off what I see, maybe Liam Lawson. I don't know, between Lawson and Piastri. But that's a different episode. That's not what we're talking about here. Then, because for the sake of completion, we'll talk about it. There is the extremely unlikely option that Russell goes to Ferrari. I can't see it happening. It just seems so implausible. Ferrari also have, like Red Bull, they also have plenty of drivers waiting in the wings. You know, Schumacher, Schwartzman. They've even got, like, Leclerc's younger brother in Formula 3, but then again, he's not doing too fantastic. Even Giovinazzi in Alfa Romeo, though, that is unlikely. Ferrari, which is admittedly out of their traditional form of invested in youth. They've got two young drivers, they've got Leclerc and they've got Sainz. And depending on how that goes, I just can't see them bringing in Russell. Like, Leclerc is in the same position as Verstappen at Red Bull. He's in a long-term contract till 2024, I think. And he is undeniably the lead driver. There's not been any situations where him and Sainz have had to have their driver roles enforced this year just because of the way Ferrari's races have been and stuff. However, I don't have any doubt that if Ferrari were in a championship winning position next year, that Leclerc would get priority. And again, Russell's not going to go for that. And you don't want to be the second man in the Ferrari team because they always struggle a bit with strategy, and having two drivers to manage might just be a step too far. So outside of the top three, you've got a question: is it time for Russell to consider some other teams? He said he'd have a Mercedes engine in the back of his car next year, which of course also leaves the options that I haven't talked about yet of Aston Martin and McLaren. McLaren won't happen. They've got Norris long term and Ricciardo relatively long term. More likely, I'd think, would be Aston Martin. He'd have to replace Vettel, obviously. However, Vettel's been performing fine and he's doing the job for them. He's never going to replace Stroll because, you know, Christmases would be a bit awkward at the Stroll house if he'd find his own son. You know, I also can't see him taking it because it is just kind of like Merc, fuck him around a bit. They put him in a Williams, like, yeah, we'll put you in a Williams, a few seasons, you'll be in a Mercedes. Well, actually, we've added another rung to the ladder. You need to do a few seasons at Aston Martin, you know. So you've gone from barely scoring, you've gone from effectively no chance of scoring points to semi-regular points. And then maybe by the time you're 32, we'll put you in a winning team. And it's, no, I don't think it'll happen. So will he move to a team that isn't at the top of the field? No. However, he does have one last option. stay at Williams. If he doesn't get into that Mercedes seat next year, he might as well gamble and stay in the Williams and, you know, bide his time until potentially he gets into the Mercedes car at the end of 2022 if they've been off Bottas, or 2023 if Hamilton decides to retire, because there's new regulations coming in. There's a cost cap, so Williams are no longer as severely disadvantaged. The Williams car has made leaps forward in the last 2-3 years, and with the new regulations, you never know, they might come out with a car that is, you know, at least points competitive, or, you know, very low chance of it, but they could do a Brawn GP. George Russell 2022 world champion for Williams, it's unlikely. However, it's arguably less of a gamble than jumping out of the Mercedes nest. And with the new regulations, he might, if he doesn't get promoted this season, which, I mean, I think he will get promoted, but if he doesn't get promoted, he might as well bide his time in a Williams. So yeah, those are his options. Obviously, there are other teams I haven't mentioned, Alfa Romeo, etc. That's never going to happen. Or, you know, George Russell in a Haas. It's not even worth considering. But yeah, that is what I think will happen. He will, realistically, I keep saying this, one of two things will happen. He either gets promoted or he stays at Williams. There is a very, 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 very slight chance he decides to jump out of the Mercedes nest. However, that would be rather foolish. And leaving a top team to try your luck in the midfield, as Daniel Ricciardo's found out, is never a particularly good decision if you want to be winning races. But anyway, I'm aware this episode was a day late. Oh well, life happens. The next episode, which is a preview of this weekend's Silverstone Grand Prix, is going to be released on Friday. That will be on time, I promise. But for today, thank you for listening. If you enjoyed, or you think I'm right or wrong, all engagement is good engagement. Please give the podcast a rate where possible. Don't forget to follow off social media at Five Red Lights Podcast on Instagram and at Five Red Lights F1 on Twitter. Cheers again, and I'll see you on Friday.